the following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
It's Wolfman Jack in his own film version of a classic children's story, Wolfie Wolfie Bang Bang.
What a great car, Wolfman!
Does it fly like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I'm afraid not, kids. It just get in the back there and help me push it, will you?
It's fun for the whole family with Wolfman Jack and his enchanted car.
You know,
I bang, you bang, we bang, they bang, Wolfie, Wolfie, bang, bang, we love you. I bang, you bang, they bang, they bang, Wolfie, Wolfie, bang, bang, we love you.
Wolfman Jack in the fantasy fun film of the year, Wolfie, Wolfie, Bang, Bang, coming soon.
Starts now. Actually, it started. It starts now, but it started. Theme doesn't start it. It started. It has begun. You know, this theme is by a son of a Bach, or Bach or a Mozart, or a Mobach, maybe. They bred weirdly in those days. My name is Frank Cotolo, man whose name adorns the title of the show. And of course, with me tonight will be my partner, Tom Savino. Yeah, you know, why say X anymore? It doesn't mean anything. And of course, the great John Biner is back for the third time. And we got lots of stuff to talk about because we're all pros, okay? And you are listening to a live broadcast. Not one of them pod things. Stay with us. We're going to have some fun, because I'm the bard of broadcasting, and he's the icon of the stage screen. Come on, just have some fun, will you? Come on, lighten up, everyone. Yeah. It's time. Wake up. It's night. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello and into every bordello. 'Tis time to take. Oh, it's finally dark out. What is this all of a sudden? You know, computers, I love them. I could not live without them any longer, but I do live without them. All of a sudden, it gives me weather reports. I didn't even ask for it. This Windows 10 system that we put in a couple of, well, actually, it's been very good because we've had, we've had some pretty good shows. I think we're only 1 week we couldn't and had nothing to do with the technical stuff anymore. But we do have another great show for you tonight with John Beiner, because John and us, we all get along. We're fun, and you should know him, especially you other generations. And we have 5 minutes, right now, Mr. Beiner has longer than 5 minutes. We're going to get to him at 9:30. We'll pick up Tom Savino, of course. Savino Veritas will be with us, hopefully. You never know with people. I don't even know with me, right? It's always, the moment is always the predicament. If there's going to be a predicament, it'll happen within the moment. But Savino should be here. Everybody from different locations, we've been doing that on this show for years. It had nothing to do with the pandemic. Hope you're fine and well. The other thing, of course, now that we are going on very cleanly, smoothly, and moving along with this new equipment and doing our great shows, our topic shows. I said great because that was my opinion. I'm having fun with these topic shows, and we're going to add fun to it. As I told you, some people are going to be on. We're going to have 2-3 people on. It's going to be a party, and Tom Savino should be on more. He's picking his topics right now. And I found a couple more topics. Tom and I had a discussion last night on the old Zoom, and I was telling him, and he's going to pick some topics to be on the show with us, as we do. We got a lot more topics, and I left, you know, I have them in like 5 different lists, so they're hanging around, and then when I just think of one, I write it down, and then that whole piece of paper turns into other stuff. But I forgot about the noise show. There's going to be a show called The Noise Show, and that's not the gun show. The gun show is guns or noise, but that's not the gun show. The noise on the gun show is not part of the noise show. Every topic that we do will have the breadth of that theme in everything, in pop culture, science, in what else is there? Medicine. Because how it affects all of us, because there's nothing, it's not eccentric. It's truth. You just don't think about it a lot. But we do. We secularate them. That's a new word. We secularate? What does that mean? We categorize these themes. Noise. There's a noise show. Okay. And I forgot about I was trying to think of what Craig Lehner, the author, is going to be on with us. What show is that going to be? And then I realized this is going to be a funny show. Maybe we'll have Tom on with this one too. We'll just all be on. You want to be on? Tell us your Skype number. You could be on. It's called The Things That Will Never Happen Show. The Things That Will Never Happen Show. And Craig Lehner, last time he was on, he cracked up. He went, I want to be on that one. And it doesn't sound weird to me. The things that will never happen. And say, how could you do that? I'm kind of an inverted psychic. And it's not that I am. I'm not at all connected with the great unseen, unknown, unheard, powers of whatever. But anyway. Yeah, so you see, so I didn't ask for the weather, and now they got a little icon, and it comes up. Why did the weather come up? Did I say put the weather up? Does this just decide to do what it wants to do, or what? Also, who got in touch with me recently as last night? Charles Dennis. I've been talking about Charles and said, hey, got to check in with Charles. I haven't heard from him over the whole pandemic, and we're going to. He's going to be doing a new movie, and we're going to be talking about that. Plus, him and his wife, the Dennises, are they the Dennis-I? Would they be the Dennis-I? The Dennises bought a horse, and maybe the horse, his name is Hercules. He's a quarter horse, and they're going to talk about Hercules the quarter. Maybe, it must have been cheap. Either that or he's on some, they're paying off the horse, right? And after they pay off the other three quarters, they'll have a full horse. That was a horrible joke. But speaking of horrible jokes, with me, Tom, we're going to talk about jokes tonight. I have a lot of things to talk to John Biner about. Lots of things. His book called, let me give you the, I'll do this ahead of time. His book is called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner, exclamation point. And you know what's funny? And yeah, I know it's funny. A lot of things are funny. I didn't realize that there was an exclamation point after that, which means you have to say it like, 5 minutes, Mr. Biner! You have to say it because it's an exclamation point. It means it affects the way the title is spoken. So you can't just go, you have a book out called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. It's like, you know, because nobody does that. That's not, we got an exclamation point. Thank goodness they only put one, or I would have to call the publishers and tell them, you know, they're in trouble. But we're going to, he's got an exclamation. I was talking about that. I was saying there aren't many books with exclamation points. There aren't any songs, because it came from Help. That's right, Help. The movie, it wasn't a book. It was a movie. It still is a movie, but, you know. And it had, it's one of the rare movies that has a exclamation point in the title. And it's like, I think there's a What's New Pussycat? No, well, the song What's New Pussycat has a question mark. See, it's not a lot of markings, grammatical leads, prompts in titles, right? There's just not a lot. And What's New Pussycat? But nobody says, What's New Pussycat? What's new? You know, they don't say it. He doesn't even sing it that way with an exclamation point. If you sang What's New Pussycat with an exclamation point, it would be, What's New Pussycat? Well, and he doesn't sing it like that. There was a movie. In fact, I think John Biner was in the movie, What's Up, Doc? I think he was in that somewhere. He's like, What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? It's a question. What's up, Doc? It's not What's Up, Doc, right? But exclamation points are rare, and they should be. That is a grammatic must, a tenet, a rule. And yet, I see people, I don't know why they have to name, I don't know why they have to do, put so many exclamation points. Okay, so now you're going to have to go through the, this should work well. We retested Zoom, because it's been a while. We didn't have Zoom since our last, a technical thing since our last setup here, technical setup. But I can get, I see it's a new meeting. So I hit new meeting. See, and I find Thomas Savino because it's time to get him. And then we're going to get share screen. No, here, participants one. No, here it is, invite. And I'm going to invite the email. I'm going to invite, I'll send him a Gmail. Can I send him? Yeah, I can send him. That's where he's at. Send an invitation here. And then I put in his, I'm not going to tell you that. Please join, two, see, it's easy. Yeah, there it is. I can't believe this. Like one of my best friends, and I've always had his email wrong. Isn't that weird? You know why that things like that happen? It's the same thing like when you have a redial, not redial, but you have someone on automatic dials and you don't know their numbers. Heavens, your phone should break. Anyway, I was sending him this message so that he can get onto this. And then, of course, what we'll do is get John in a while. So we wait now for Zoom to say that Tom is picking up and whammo, we're there. Whammo is the magic word. So anyway, Charles Dennis will be returning here, and he always has a lot to say and a lot to do. Another movie, that would be interesting. A lot of his people, look, you know so many people, and they've been kind enough to be on the show and give us some really fun things to talk about. And there's that. And the books, of course, the book, I want to tell everybody there's a sale on Molotov Memoirs digital, the digital blurb.com. There's a sale on the digital version. If you go to blurb.com, or spell that blurb, blurb.com, where you can get it for $3.99. Now, if you do that tomorrow, it's dry and gets in my voice. And of course, I'm speaking. So the noise show. We should do the. What is this? Oh, maybe. Wait. Hold on. Hear that? I love these sounds. I love the sounds of radio. Yeah. And drink. I think I was 2 minutes early. And Tom's pretty precise. Anyway, he's gotten his. Wait. What else am I gonna do? I think I can make this. You know, with so many. Screen. I can make it smaller there. Okay. So he's got this. Huh? Yeah. I invited him already. When you can invite him again? Yeah. It seems to. It worked the other night, so it should work now. So he'll probably get to the. When he gets there. I guess I gotta wait. It was 2:14, 2:13. You have to wait too. But okay. So there's the topic show. As I said. We're going to do the noise show. It wasn't on the list. I don't think I've mentioned that. But I'm really looking forward to doing the things that will never happen show. it's endless. I'm telling you. Satana, Tom Savino will be with us, and along with John Biner, who will be here in 15 minutes from now, if all goes well. And it's going well so far, believe it or not, because just because he has an answer doesn't mean he's not there. He is there. And I read more of John's book because I hadn't read it all, or I didn't. I forgot it because I'm getting real, real bad with certain things. And made notes, which I don't often do, but for guys like Tom, for John, I do. Oh, the book. Okay, Molotov Memoirs. Not more Molotov Memoirs. Molotov Memoirs, $3.99. You could, here, look at this. It says participants. So where are you? Waiting room. He's got a message? What's the message? Now, here. Admit. You're on. You can come on. I admitted you.
I feel admitted. I must admit. You must admit.
Yeah.
That I'm here.
Yeah, you should be committed, I think.
You have no idea.
This is so strange with this. Okay, everything's working on the box now, but I got so many boxes up here. I gotta reduce some of them. Anyway, let me just tell everyone else again. You get the go to Blurb, BLURB.com, and tomorrow $3.99. That's just $3.99. You can get a copy of Molotov Memoirs. And of course, it's the digital copy. You can't buy. No one can afford the copy. No one can afford, even in this good economy, no one can afford the hardcover. So we won't be.
How much is the?
I know it's like $50.
Oh, wow.
It's up there. It's up there. You know, because it's drop and ship. You know. Anyway.
Oh yeah.
I guess it would. but if I Satana on is Anna, did I say it right? Satana Anna? Did I say it right? Tom?
What are you talking about?
That thing you did that you're Satana Anna?
Is it? Oh, Satanama.
Nama?
Satanama.
Yes, Satanama. Oh, I see. I got a scribble here. It's wrong. I got Ama. No wonder nothing's been happening for me.
There you go.
Don't you? The great powers of the Mayan and the Brahmin said, "You added you what? The nerve of you adding? How you doing?"
okay. It's been a crazy time.
It's all
crazy day.
Yeah, well, you know, join the club. You know, one way or another. Someone said to me today about someone else. I won't mention names. Someone said about someone. Well, you know, he needs work. You know that that you know, like, what a judgment. He needs work, and my only response could be, we all need work.
Yeah, for sure.
What, are you kidding me? Why this? You're so perfect, and suddenly, for whatever he was talking about, I was suddenly taking the other person's side, so he suddenly gets angry. I don't need work.
Because he needs work.
Exactly. He needs work.
We do. We all need work.
And we're not.
Need work.
Yeah, we're not talking about, you know, because there's plenty of work out there if you want to be a waiter or something.
Yes. Oh, man. They're just everywhere I go. I see signs.
Everywhere you go?
Everywhere.
Everywhere
I go in Burbank anyway.
Okay. There you go.
We need waiters. Join the team.
So many. I was telling everyone else, I took some notes. I went through. What did I go through? I went through the book. I went through his book again, here and there. It was funny, too, because I mentioned some. I wrote down some names without looking. And I said, let me see. What happened to this guy and this guy? Because there's a bunch of things I think you'll know. I get into it. You'll know. I don't have to tell you. You'll pick up when we're talking to him. And then suddenly those names pop up in the book, you know? So he could tell us some stuff about that.
Yeah.
And
John is 82, I believe.
Today?
No.
Is he 82? I didn't look up. See, that's what I didn't look up. You know, I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay.
And no, I mean, for anyone. I don't, you know, not for anyone. There may be people I'll ask, are you 18?
But, yeah, good idea.
But, you know.
Hey, you know what, though? His birthday is nearby.
Is it?
June 28th.
Oh, wait a second. That's like next Friday.
How did
I know that?
June 20th.
I knew that.
June 28th.
I must have been looking at my calendar. And, you know, I'm going to tell him about his wife. It's a bad choice of words. I'm going to tell John, I know his wife. I don't know her. I mean, I'm going to tell him.
Ann Gabus?
Yeah, I recognized her. I finally looked up her picture.
How do you know her?
I don't mean I know. There's two ways you know people, right? One, if you both need work. I recognize her. Let me say that because I don't know her.
Okay, you recognize her.
I don't know her, but I know from looking at these pictures of her. I went, so that's her. But there's a couple of other people that I have forgotten. Plus, I got something. I got a real, I'll hold on to that. Let me make sure I put it down here. I don't keep these things in order but here it is. Okay. Oh boy, this is going to be tough, but it'll give you an idea of what's happening in this, atmosphere of comedy. You know how things are so different now than they were then, because we are almost all in the same generation as John.
Yeah, we're not too far.
I guess he would be
12-year difference.
Oh, that's so he's in the generation before us. That would be the, what were they? If we're the war babies, what were they? And why are we the war babies? Because there wasn't a war. They should be the war babies if they were born during the war.
Are we the war babies? I thought we were the...
Yeah.
The
what?
I can't keep track of these generation names.
Because we're the war babies.
Name some other generation names.
Well, there's the millennials. We're war babies of the 60s. We're that generation who grow up in the 60s and 50 on, right? Because actually it's 45 on. Because they said war babies because when all the soldiers came back, and all the soldiers did not come back. When all the living soldiers who were fighting in World War II came back, there was a baby boom. Baby boomers, that's what we are.
We're the baby boomers.
Right.
We're not the war baby.
They are the war. They actually did it correctly.
They're the war
babies. They're the war babies. So he's a war baby.
He's a war baby. We're a baby boomer. And then there was Generation
boomers.
X.
That's, it's like me trying. See what I do? That's like when I wanted to remember Nathan Lane. I kept saying Nathan Lane.
Yeah.
I
hope you don't mind. I was going to mention that to John that, speaking of age, that Frank, in a promotion, Frank said that
you could tell
Nathan Hale wrote to your forward.
I don't think he'll laugh. I think it'll be one of those cordial laughs, like, I better laugh at this. Yeah. You know how we do things like that?
You think you're that old?
Well, not on this show. This show we laugh when we're genuinely fun. When it's generally fun. I forgot to tell you. I was telling everyone else that we talked last night, and when I was telling you about the shows, that the themes. I forgot to tell you the noise show, but the noise show is there's two parts to that. Okay, but here's the one I wanted to tell you about, and Craig Lehner is an author of young adult fiction.
Young adult fiction.
And he's been on this show a number of times talking about various things and the market, you know, things, try to sell his book. But he was on, and I was telling him about the shows, and I mentioned a show, and he said, I got to be on that one. I got to be on that theme. Now, here's the theme. He didn't, at first, he didn't understand it, but it's called... Oh, God, I'm weirded out tonight. It's called The Things That Will Never Happen Show.
Okay.
The Things That Will Never Happen. And he cracked up. He said, what? What do you mean? I'm kind of like, I'm an inverted psychic. I can tell you things that will never happen. That's what we're going to talk about. And then, of course, it'll trickle down into your life. For instance, if I say to you, like, here's the things that will never happen. At a hospital somewhere in a operating room, no one will ever say, Dr. Cotolo, please report to the emergency. It's never going to happen.
It will never happen.
There are things that we can say will never happen. That's just a personal thing.
You but know. You know, you never know. You should do, wait, if you do the things that will never happen show, you got to do the...
You'll never know.
But you'll never know.
Well, maybe
like I was watching the Yankee game, and they made the second triple play of the season.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's early yet, too.
Yeah, I mean, they never had a season with two triple plays.
Really?
Yeah. And people decades ago said, you know, they'll never have a season. Triple play.
Well, that would be a prediction that's not necessarily, that's a prediction that's wrong. The things that will never happen, you could say you could say all you want, you never know. But you do, right?
Yeah.
You do, right? How, you know, and so it'll really let your imagination fly. Hey, look, you were watching the Yankees. I will tell you what will never happen while you're watching the Yankees. Okay?
Yeah, what will never happen?
They'll never take the field and then fly to another field and play. I mean, with their arms. With their arms.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Fly.
Okay.
Yeah. Never going to happen.
No.
Right?
I would have to, I would put money on that.
Yeah, like who the hell would take that bet? The Yankees will never grow wings. Well, see how complicated it can become? Because you can ask questions. What do you mean? Because I knew right off the bat, of course they can fly to another. If I just said it that way, they can, because that's how they get there, right?
Yeah.
So I'd have to be specific. So I would have to say the Yankees would never come out onto the field. No matter who are Yankees and who are not yet, but no one's in any Yankee uniforms will never come back. You know, this is starting to sound like a Tonto joke.
they will never. Yeah, although, well, what the hell's his name? Here we go with the memory thing. Oh my God, I forgot his name. The redheaded, curly haired Yankee, Fraser. Clint Frazier.
Oh, I don't know him. I don't know him.
He's made some incredible catches where he looks like he was flying. I mean, looks like Superman.
Yeah, but mid-air. Wait a second. Yeah, but you would have to close your eyes before he started coming down. You would say, he looks like he's flying for like a second, but he's coming down, right?
Oh, yeah, he came down.
So you have to close your eyes while he's in midair for him to look like he's flying. Because
I mean, while he's in midair, it looked like he was flying.
Yeah, but he's not flying.
Not really.
He's descending immediately, isn't he?
Yeah.
This is going to be
Not immediately.
Oh, it's going to be a great show. You should come. We'll get you on. We're going to create. We're going to make sure.
We're going to argue about this.
No. We're going to be. You got to be so specific. Otherwise, yeah. But the things that will never happen. Okay. My name is Frankie Tolman. My name is title of the show, and Tom Savino is with me as we promised. Now that I know his real email, writing things, and you know what it is. It's all the automatic stuff now. Right?
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I'm technologically challenged. I don't know about you, but I am.
Oh yeah, to an extent. I mean, I do know some things. Yeah. You know, but there are things. There are things that will never happen in that relationship.
Yeah.
Now, why don't you tell everybody something? While I invite someone else who happens to be John.
Okay. Well, Frank is inviting someone else, and I think I know who that someone else is. Today is the 4th anniversary of my heart attack.
Really? Already?
It's the 4th anniversary of my heart attack. And unfortunately, I was doom scrolling, I guess you call it these days, doom scrolling. What's the average lifespan of people who have heart attacks, you know?
Yeah.
And I've got 4 more years, and that's it.
Really?
4 more years, yeah. So.
Well, that might not be true either. Could be 4.5.
Yeah, I mean, just these, you know about statistics for sure.
Sure, I sure do.
Statistics and average.
I'm a man of math. I'm a math man. Have you seen Moneyball? The movie Moneyball?
Oh, yes.
That's a really good, and I don't even watch baseball, and that's a really good movie. Plus, I don't know what it is, but I'm winding up watching movies because Brad Pitt is in them. I think I'm liking Brad Pitt.
I think so. That's a good sign if you watch movies that he's in look for movies he's in, I would say that.
I watched Ad Astra. Have you seen that?
I haven't seen that, but I wanted it.
That's him. It's Brad Pitt.
He's like an astronaut or something, right?
Yeah, it's a.
You recommend it.
Now, how do I look here? Where does it say? Oh, participants too. I invited him, and yet, I'm waiting for participants. I got to wait for the answer, I guess, and he'll come up where you came up, right?
Yes.
It turn out to be everyone in waiting room, no one. Oh, well, that's him in me, and I got it.
Don't forget to admit.
I admitted him right now. I think he's been admitted.
He's admitted, and there he is. I see his under his wife's name, his little icon.
I hear someone.
Yeah, John Biner.
We're all here now.
Hey, Earl, what do you hear? What do you say?
You tired? You sound tired.
No, I just woke up.
Okay. Isn't that weird? After you sleep. You're tired. You sound and look tired. Isn't that weird?
No, I know. It's the way it is around here at this time of day with the rain and all.
You got rain there?
Oh, we got rain.
Well, lots of rain. I wish we could tip some your way. I'm telling you.
Oh man, we could use it. But but just quickly on the subject of rain, it never rains. Hardly ever rains here in Southern California. But yeah, I've been nursing this hummingbird in our backyard. Had to even make a little makeshift nest for her and everything.
Nice.
And lo and behold, it rained. So fortunately, it was only 7 minutes, but I went out there with an umbrella for 7 minutes protecting the hummingbird.
That's wonderful.
So what?
So how do you nurse a hummingbird?
Yeah, what is that?
Okay, well, here's what we had to do. I inadvertently jeopardized the hummingbird because I was cleaning spider webs and I knocked her nest off. And then I called an expert. I called a hummingbird expert, and she said, "You gotta make a little box nest close to where the original nest was, and you gotta pancake flatten her original nest in the bottom of the cardboard box." And then if the mother doesn't come, you got to feed her sugar water, but make sure it's white sugar and not.
You had to ask John. John Biner has joined us. And Tom, and this is Tom during, this is on the third anniversary of his heart attack. Fourth anniversary, he nurses a nightingale. Is it?
No.
A what?
Boy, your memory is pretty bad. Hummingbird.
Hummingbird.
That's pretty tight, you know? Hummingbird.
Yeah.
You got it delicate, so delicate.
So you took a little nap, John, before this? Or?
No, I was what? Putting you on. Yeah, I was just
you were?
Yeah.
Are you going to do a lot of that? Because we'll join in.
No.
How would Dean Martin sound right after a nap? Whatever.
Yeah, how would Dean?
I don't know where I am, but it sure it sure feels like, well, I don't know, you know? Ooh. That's all I can say at this time.
That's the first thing we'll talk about then. How about this? Okay.
What?
Who do you, even though you're not, I don't think you are sitting around trying to imitate people, but I mean, who today would you like to imitate, or do you think you could do? Because people, and is there anyone anymore? When you think about the rich celebrities, I don't mean rich celebrities, I mean the, you know, the types of people there were in those days. Now,
you know, I hate to sound cold, but you gotta care.
No, you're on the best show for that, believe me. Open up. So what, like Tom, who would be the biggest, who would be a really big actor today? Don't mention, say, Brad Pitt. We were talking about that.
Honest to God, I can't, I don't know where to start, you know? I mean, it's like you start from the bottom and there you go.
You could do a whole routine on, you know what? This is what I'm going to tell you. And I looked at this here. And I'm going to write to these people. Not on your behalf. You don't have anything to do with it. I'm not going to mention you. But I'm going to write to these people. It was it's a major website, and they did a poll. So it's just a public opinion thing, okay? It's just a popularity contest. But they give you an idea of how the art and science of impersonation has really left the building. Listen to this. I have here 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. The top 9. Do you have to get that?
No. Okay.
The top 19 in order, impressionists. That, and this is to the younger, you know, an audience. Who do you think?
Sure.
Right? Okay. And oddly enough, this is like a double insult to you. Number one is Rich Little, which means that the people who do this, younger people, know Rich Little, period. And, they know because...
Well, it's all right with me, let me tell you.
I know you don't care.
Rich has dedicated his life to what he does. I dedicated my life to my life.
I like that.
What I'm saying?
Yeah,
It doesn't matter if I get right on the nose, if I look like him or not. It's there for the laughs. Let's move on.
Okay, then let me move on and quickly show you who's here.
No, I mean for the... talking about impersonations and all that, you know.
I'll go through it quickly. You're on this list, by the way. You are on this list.
Okay. I don't care.
I know. And some dead people are on this list, too. And it's
about 7 or 8, 10 years ago, they did the 100 funniest comedians in the United States.
I remember
I kept waiting and waiting and waiting.
Well, that's...
And when they got down, you know, they're all... And they started showing people who I haven't even heard of and never would again.
Yeah.
And they were on the list.
But
so
that's,
figured, holy cow.
That's my point. I mean, pop culture and generations, you know, only overlap a certain bit. And
It's okay. It's okay.
I didn't say this wasn't okay, except that I don't think it's okay, which doesn't matter.
I don't mean it's a big deal. You know, it's just the way it is. You know, if somebody says, hey, you didn't sound like him, I say, well, that's up to you,
Wait a second. Give me was it a drunk person like at Caesar's or something? Who walked up to you? Who wouldn't even say like, yeah, that's good? I mean, who wouldn't even be polite enough to go, yeah, that's pretty good? Who walked up to you and said that?
No, I mean, they're out there. You know, you know, it's just like hecklers. You can remember the hecklers, but the room full of thousands of people that loved everything you said, you know. But you remember the heckler. You know, it's just the way it is, you know. It's just...
I think this is... But here's what I think. I think this actually says something about pop culture and the generations and how they cross
over. It all depends, you know.
What? Oh, yeah, okay, let me tell you them. Okay, Rich Little's number one. Robin Williams is number two.
Now, excellent.
As an impersonation?
Yeah. And I know he did impersonation.
He did a great Mork.
Yeah.
But that's like Robin Williams? Okay, third.
Okay, yeah, this list is really suspect. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It is because people are the only places people see, and you'll know this, because the only places a lot of young people see anybody imitate are on certainly Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
And well, you listen to these Saturday. Okay, Dana Carvey is number three.
Oh, he's pretty cute. He
know. Stuff. I think he's terrific, and I'd like to
be funny.
Yeah,
and he
has
his own characters, which I admire.
But he's number three. And he's
I would put Dana Carvey on the list, but I don't know about number three.
Exactly. And listen, you don't see Frank Caliendo many places.
But you should hear him do Rocky Marciano.
But yeah, but he should be at least number three. Okay.
Yeah.
He's
the guy that does George W. Bush, right?
Among
other things.
Caliendo is very good, and he does everything, and he doesn't do much acting, but see, he doesn't have all the variety. Anyway, and Jim Carrey is number four. This is Jim Carrey?
Oh, yeah, Jim Carrey,
Because he puts a face, because he makes his face into the person, too?
Yeah, he can stand there looking in the mirror for the rest of his life going, if I pinch myself hard enough, I can look like him.
Okay. Well, next, Bill Hader.
Hey, could have told you that.
Bill Hader.
Yeah, wait, Bill Hader, he's an actor. He's been Saturday Night Live. He does characters.
Well, God bless him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like Bill Hader.
I'm not saying I don't like him. What I'm saying is...
I know you're not.
He's just giving you the list. He's giving you the list.
Okay, Eddie Murphy is after that. So I guess, doing Buckwheat really boosted him up here.
Hey, talk about going back in time. He's doing Buckwheat, for God's sake.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
How many people just laughed at him because he was doing this funny thing?
Yeah, the funny voice.
Okay, then Phil Hartman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah, he did some pretty neat stuff.
And then Frank Gorshin. Frank Gorshin is ahead of you.
Heavy gosh.
Daryl Hammond should probably be in the top five. Daryl Hammond does so many really good ones, right? Daryl Hammond.
Nice.
Because his mother bit his face. Did you see that documentary he did called
His Mother Bit His
Cracked
Face?
Up? Why He's So Nuts? Oh, it's wonderful. You got to see
it. Gee whiz.
Something, yeah.
You got to blame somebody.
But what he said was true. Anybody would go. Okay, and then next after Daryl Hammond, Billy Crystal.
Billy does some nice things. Yeah, okay. Muhammad Ali does a great Muhammad
right?
Ali.
Well, how about next? Purcell. Jay Farrow.
Okay. You like that?
Did you like those beats? Did you hear those beats? Two, three.
Wow.
Jay Farrow?
Hey, you know, he could be great, but where the hell is he when you want him?
Speaking of where the hell is he, the next one is Kevin Spacey.
Well, you know, let's not talk about that.
But
huh?
He's done. He did. You know, he started out in my...
He does a great Carson. He does a really good Carson.
Oh, he does some wonderful impersonations, but
my book, the book I wrote, one of the books I wrote called Molotov Memoirs, there's a special club in Hollywood where only people who started as stand-up comedians and later won an Oscar can be a part of this. Really, the only people. And you, right? Think, if you started as a stand-up comedian and then somewhere along the way you won an Oscar, you could be in this club, which is at Sonny Bono's old place, which he did have on. I forgot where it was.
I
remember
this
place.
Sure enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Kevin Spacey was one of them because he's done. He did a lot of.
Okay. Good for him.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's terrific.
So if you think about it, okay, it was like what Mel Brooks was in the club, and Whoopi Goldberg is in the club. But you think about that club, right? Because and the whole story is about the night that Eddie Murphy was nominated, and they had to throw him out because he didn't win for Dreamgirls. Yeah, they couldn't let him in. Anyway, okay, so then Kevin Pollak got, okay, then you know who's after Kevin Spacey? Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah, she does some nice work.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, she's famous.
She's super. She's just super. Okay, I'll go quickly here now. You're coming up. Then Jimmy Fallon.
So is my dinner.
Jimmy Fallon, Kate McKinnon. Who are these people? This is like, wow. Then Will Ferrell and then John Biner. You are behind 19 on the top 20. You are number 19.
Ooh.
That's horrible. I mean, it's horrible.
Hey, you know how soon they forget.
Yes, it just shows,
says
something.
I've had a good time. What the heck am I doing?
I just thought that was...
Hey, look, you made the list, John.
Hey, at least I get on it this way. I get on this one, okay.
Now, but then I'm sitting back and I'm going, okay, considering what the, I don't know what the age would be of, or, you know, the average age of anybody, but I think it says a lot by who got more votes than other. But where would they have seen you? These people, right?
Yeah.
That's another good one, isn't it?
You're getting too much fun out of this.
Okay. We'll move on now I just don't want to bring that because I think it's unfair.
Hey, we all know I'm fantastic.
Oh, no,
we're going to stand around and argue about it in religion or politics. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but I would even if it wasn't dead on, John, I would never walk up to you and go, that doesn't sound like him. That's too much.
Or this one. Hey, you know who does the great John Wayne?
Exactly.
Patrick Wayne. Tell me about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. God. Have you seen the Joan Didion documentary on Netflix?
Jeez, I missed it. Hey, speaking of speaking of documentaries, a party of six came to my home from Los Angeles to interview me about a Super Dave Osborne special for HBO.
Oh, they're going to do a Super.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, is that, wait a second. It's a Bob Einstein kind of thing.
Bob. We all know Bob. Oh, yeah.
It's not just a Super.
I think the working title is a Super Bob Einstein story, something like, so we're both right. Okay. Mm. Let's move on from there.
Boy, you're cranky when you get up.
I didn't get up. I was telling you, I was kidding you. I've been up all day.
Really? What's the matter? What's the matter? You can't sleep? Naps are good for you.
What's the matter? You can't sleep? Well, 7:30 is, you know, it's good. Nice long day. It's beautiful.
I was telling Tom that, and I had a poor choice of words, and I realized, I said, you know, I got to tell John that I know his wife. And I didn't mean that. I don't know your wife, but when I looked her up, I went, I know that face. And what was really funny, I don't think so, but it doesn't matter. And that's, I remembered, I've seen the movie Bugsy about 200 times. I just like it. I think it's a great movie, and even though it's Hollywoodized and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there she was. And went, yeah, that's her. Yeah. She, I wasn't even credited in that, but she's there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know her, and I went.
He was in the Great Little Whorehouse in Texas, also.
Yeah, bunch of there was.
Yeah, played a dancer in that, and which she is. She's a dancer, actress, singer, and and several other things.
Although Google, when I put in Annie Gabus, Google said, "You mean Ann?"
Well, you know, she's born Ann.
I know, but Google. Oh. Google knows. Google corrected me. You mean Ann, don't you? You don't mean Annie.
Nothing.
It's like you next thing. Who the hell are you to call her Annie anyway?
Big brother's watching you.
That was terrible. Let's go to another subject here.
Okay, great.
Well, while we're here.
You were talking about... You were talking about somebody's else's special that's coming up or something, and I interrupted you.
You can't, no, but you, it was too funny. Joan Didion, it's a wonder, there's a wonderful documentary on Joan Didion, but forget
I
about
see.
It. Hey, you know who we were asking you one or two, one of the times you were on before, and we were asking you about certain people who also would never make this list. They just, you know, but we know them because we watch. So because we're baby boomers, you're a war baby.
A war baby.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I thought my generation and Tom's generation were war babies, but we're not war babies.
No, we're boomers.
We're babies.
Right.
Boomers.
Sorry, boomers.
So then I said, well, then John's a war baby because of your age compared to our age. So you're
absolutely, and I'm proud of it.
And you should be.
Now, speaking of, Frank is calling you a war baby, but what war? Because I was talking to Frank the other night, and he said that he inadvertently, in a promo for tonight's show, said that the foreword to your book was written by Nathan Hale.
This is happening to me now. I mean,
that's terrific.
And I'm on the air, and I'm going, no, wait a second. Hale, Nathan Hale.
You're a war baby.
Man, oh my God, I had to find those feathers when he was writing with that pen. Go ahead. Yeah, war baby.
Frogs. So, wasn't it called?
1937. Yeah, just before the big shot thought he was going to win the world, you know. Okay, so.
Yeah.
So why did I say that again? What was I saying before you realized I said we're on?
You're talking about this.
People. No, wait. Yeah, no. There's people that are in your book who I didn't mention last couple of times you're on that struck me, who are really great ones, and some that no one will ever remember. But and Tom will know this guy. When did you work with, and what do you have to say about Pete Barbeauty?
Pete Barbeauty.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Right?
Pete Barbeauty is Pete Barbeauty no matter where he is. The cigar and the hip talk. I mean, he's just the hippest guy in the world. And I've worked with a lot of musicians and a lot of hip people.
Has he passed?
And he is. We first met on the Gary Moore show. Gary came back, Gary Moore. With Durwood Kirby, and they were going to pick up the pieces, and he was going to do another show, and Pete Barbeauty, and Jackie Vernon.
That's the other one I was going to mention. I mean,
Lily Tomlin, I think Jim Carrey.
Ron Carrey.
Ron Carrey.
I was going to ask you about Ron, too.
Oh, Ron
was a great guy.
Wasn't he a funny guy?
Yeah, we went out to L.A. together, basically. And he was always worried about getting sick.
Was he? Was he a germaphobe?
He married a nurse, let me put it to you that way.
He had a post office box.
Exactly. But a funny guy. He had some funny bits he used to do that made me laugh. And at any parties, I'd say, Ron, you please got to do that. And he'd do it. And it was always funny to me. It was hysterical.
He had a post office box in Brentwood, right next to mine.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Carey. So I used to see him all. He kind of talked, and because he'd go pick up his mail, and I'd go pick up his mail. No, I mean, he'd go pick up his mail, and he'd pick up his mail, and we'd talk. And he was always, and I always thought to myself, I never said this to him, because I respect people. I said, well, that's a shame. He's such a funny guy. He plays here and there. And everyone's going to remember him for doing, I got it, I got it, I don't got it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you say Ron Carey. It's like when I say Pete Barbeauty. I call him Beauty. I guess that's because that's Italian, New York Italian. Barbeauty, yeah. Not Barbeauty.
Well, hey, I'm
Booty.
New York.
Barbeauty. But nobody
knows. Pete and I met there, and we did sketches together, and we had some laughs together. And then we went out to L.A., and we'd show up in different talk shows and what have you. And he's a friend. We just did a three-way conversation with a friend of mine, and he has a small radio show. And he had Pete and myself and Shaky Greene on at the same time. And we had a lot of laughs, and he's in good shape.
What was the Italian guy? Pat Cooper? Hey, I just thought of
Pat
his name.
Cooper, very Pat funny. Cooper, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw him. There's a movie called, and I think anyone should see this if you haven't seen it, with De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer, and some other people. And it's called The Family. Have you seen The Family?
Oh, yeah.
You saw it, right?
I have not seen it.
Well, you should see it, instead of sleeping in the afternoon.
Right after this.
Take an hour and a half instead of sleeping in the afternoon. Push the nap back. Yeah, it's really good. And the funny thing is, I've seen it a couple of times because it's really good. And there's a guy in it who plays a mob guy. And I went, that guy looks familiar. And this movie's not that old.
No.
And it was like, oh, my God. And then I went, could that be Pat Cooper? And then, of course, it comes up in the credits, unless there's another Pat Cooper who looks like him, but
yeah.
isn't.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my God, I thought he passed. I mean, because, someone that is not around.
You don't see him for a while.
Oh, yeah, somebody's in a movie with De Niro. And I'm going, that is Pat Cooper. What did he do? What'd he do?
That goes
on in my mind. Because he was so hot among the Italian Americans.
It was mandatory in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn.
Yeah, you had to have those.
Terrific all guy.
The Pat Cooper album.
Man, did
oh,
he
yeah.
have
yeah. Very funny guy. And
what
clean.
An audience. You know? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Inventive. I like those guys.
So you brought him up, and I didn't bring him up from your book, but I saw. What was Gary Moore like? Did he have anything resembling a personality? I mean, how did guys like that ever get on?
How can you look through the tube and learn about people the way you do?
I mean, I watched the show.
Had a life. He had a beautiful sailboat parked out.
What did Gary Moore do? Was he just
he just worked his way up through commercials and what have you, and pleasant enough. And what the heck was the name of that tune? He had, named that whatever it was on television.
Got a Secret. He was on.
I've Got a Secret. That's it.
But the Gary Moore Show.
Gary Moore Show, and she launched Carol Burnett from that show.
Yeah.
Many others. And
Carol Chandler.
He was a staple. Chandler. He was like one of the guys.
Yeah, but what did he do? And this is what's amazing about it. Gary Moore had a second banana. That's amazing. He didn't do anything, and he had a second banana.
A very tall banana.
Derwood Kirby.
Derwood Kirby. Just the regular kind of guy you'd like to meet in the bank.
In the Crusader Rabbit cartoon, there was a horse race called the Kerwood Derby.
That's very clever. Very clever. And you were talking about now I did the Get Smart. Years ago, Don Adams thing,
mm-hmm.
and I had to impersonate some people, what the hell was my point?
Derwood Kirby.
Wait a minute.
Do you do Derwood Kirby?
No. Oh God, what the hell was the point? I just slipped on my mind.
Go on,
where the hell are you?
I don't know. Well, look, Nathan Hale.
Here we are together, Nathan. Starting to look good to me, right?
Nathan Lane is the kind of guy from the moment I saw him do anything. I didn't see him on Broadway, but I know he's that's pretty much where he goes. But he's the kind of guy like you. He's the kind of guy like that. You just imagine just sitting around tossing a ball and having coffee with this guy. He must be great.
He's a nice guy. Nice guy. And have you seen on television Nathan Lane's Closet?
No.
You got to check it out.
What's that? Is that on Prime?
He's taking out books and he's reading the covers and he just goes with it. And any book he takes, he says comments about it. And he loads up his bag with things, in the library to take home. And he's just a naturally funny guy. That's all I can say.
I saw him in a wonderful movie. He plays a shrink of a young girl who has like, you know, 218. She's a British girl who has a terrific IQ and can't find it, and she has problems. Yeah. Daddy issues. Just, it's called something. I forgot what it was called. It's got a weird name. But he shows up in little movies like that. That's it.
We can see Nathan tonight on Colbert on The Late Show.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I'm saying that in movies, he doesn't, you know. I mean, Mouse Hunt is like, that's just the greatest human, you know, live cartoon I've, you know, in ages. He's great in that.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know? He's a funny guy. His movie, this you'll never guess the movie he hated doing most.
The Producers.
You didn't guess it.
I did guess it. I just guessed it right now. Because he was doing a movie of a play done a billion times. And
all right, in person, okay? What he says to me.
Go ahead.
Birdcage.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he felt...
So I was wrong.
He felt a little, I don't know what, out of place, embarrassed, sort of. Like.
Real? Oh, you mean because of his sexuality at the time?
Having to go over that thing, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh. What? You mean to tell me Nathan was...
No, not anymore. But that's what he said. He told us.
Playing to the grandstand? Really?
At dinner, you know?
Well, you know...
So there you are, you know? Some people don't know everything. Everybody's telling me that I blew it when I turned down the Mork and Mindy thing. And it was anything further from the truth. And so people, you know, pick up on things like that and they run with them.
Well, you didn't sound like Mork at all, though.
Well, no. You mean the Mork we've come to know.
Yeah, it's straight. Yeah, with a Mindy in that case. Yeah. So what else you guys want to talk about? The Derwood Kirby thing. Let's go back to that.
Derwood Kirby. Get it really in
Kirkwood Derby.
Who in your life?
Oh, that was it. Damn, what? That was it.
You got to go.
That's it. You know, the things, that, what it was that the name that they had with me in the Get Smart thing.
What?
My name was Gorshin.
Oh, really?
That's the character's
they
name.
They did that on purpose.
They did it to be cute. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The hell with me. Let's have fun.
I like those little things.
Yeah,
they
right.
do.
Yeah,
they're fun, you know. But I wasn't insulted at all.
Then you've been a million places. We've all been a million places if you put them all together. But did you ever meet another man named Derwood?
Derwood.
Think.
No.
Nothing. Where does that come from?
The one and only Derwood.
Right? Derwood Kirby.
Something you put in the fireplace.
You know, Red Buttons was allowed. He was alive at the time of the club. He was allowed to be in the club.
Red was fun. I liked it. We were friends.
Did you know that, Tom?
No.
Red Buttons, who was originally a stand-up, that he has an Oscar.
That's another one. You got another one. They come drifting in. Where are they drifting in from?
What was his Oscar from?
This meeting will end in 10 minutes.
It was a thing he did in Japan.
Sayonara.
Sayonara.
Oh, man, he stole that movie. He stole it from Brando.
That was so sad, you know.
He stole it from Brando. Good for you, Red.
Yeah.
Frank, you just mentioned that. I see this little notice on my screen that the meeting will end in 9 minutes and 30 seconds. What?
It says, wow.
Well, there's always a fourth one.
Sure, because...
We can pick it up from here.
You know what they did last time, though? They said they gave us extra time. I wonder if they'll do that. Maybe they're just tired of us. Maybe they don't think we sound like us. Imagine that.
The computers are taking over. It's not Annie. Maybe Frank Caliendo.
maybe Frank Caliendo.
Every time it goes to one of you guys talking, it goes to Annie, and it's just a blank screen with her name in it. That's all.
Well.
And yeah, I can see you to the left. I can see Frank, and I can see you, Thomas.
Yeah.
Either that or Frank Caliendo bought all the stock of Zoom. He's not going
too much time to think. He's got too much time to think.
Well, mate, look, what are they going to do? Turn us off? I mean, they don't know our accounts. We don't have accounts, right? What would they do? What did they do? They just shut it off?
We can always
know.
We just wasted about half a minute there.
That was a good imitation of Zoom taking us off the air.
That's right.
There's some serious stuff I wanted to talk about, but we could do it a fourth time because John is you're a member of our
your endless crew.
Yeah, there's a lot of people come back here and there on.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you guys do a nice job. You're friendly and you're easy to talk to.
Well, thank you, but we don't sound like us.
Ask my wife that question.
Oh no!
Well, you see her every day.
No, I want to ask. I want to ask you about acting, more acting stuff. But
I like that stuff coming up. You won't believe.
I want to know. Are you? You're still going to be active, aren't you?
I mean, I'm active now. I'm doing things now. I just did a pilot.
You did?
I did a pilot in. Down in Flagler County.
You doing Dana now?
No, wait a minute. Figure it out.
Oh, you're doing Rod Steiger.
No. Don't tell the world.
That was Rod Steiger. I knew it.
Okay, now look, right down here. I'm doing, why are you laughing?
Go ahead. Funny. I want to hear, what are you
right
doing?
Wait a minute. Right down here, I'm doing a pilot, did a pilot for the television. And it's a very good thing. It's called Unfinished Business. So keep an eye on it. You can look it up on the internet, Unfinished Business or Blind Dog Productions.
You did
Unfinished Business.
You did it?
That's right. So you can follow us along the way.
Who else is in it, Rod?
Hey, believe it or not, my wife is in it too.
Oh, good. We know.
They don't like that. I guess they just like to hire. They don't want to put you up anywhere. So they get closest to the house, gets the job.
Well, Rod, I tell you this, Rod. The biggest mistake you made was bailing on Marty.
Bailing on Marty? I don't think so.
Yeah, well, he got the Oscar.
So. You read my book, and what happened when I met him?
No, I didn't read your book. I nearly had a book.
I just have a book out called 5 Minutes, Mr. Binder. It's been out since August 1st.
No, I was telling everyone before, you're one of the rare book titles that has an exclamation point in it. So you're supposed to say it, 5 Minutes, Mr. Binder, because it's got an exclamation. You can't just say, my book's called 5 Minutes, Mr. Binder.
Well, look, I don't want to wake up everybody. You know what I mean?
Now, wait
so
a second.
Look. So we go down there, we do this thing. It's got an Unfinished Business. We have a movie coming out.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, my wife is in the next note too. It's a redo, I guess you call it, of Dead on Arrival, DOA.
Oh, with Edwin.
And I play Majak. I play Majak, the guy that sells
Edmund O'Brien.
Edmund O'Brien starred in the original. Yeah.
Yeah. You played the Edmund O'Brien, the guy who's dying?
No, the guy who's got the business, the bad business that he does.
Oh, the bad guy. Who plays that role? The Edmund O'Brien role.
Oh, you'll be surprised.
I am.
Is something else, right? his name is, just a moment. It's a famous name, but I'm throwing one out. It's not Kilroy, but it's something like that.
Kilroy? It's a younger guy?
Just a moment. I'll call down to my assistant.
No, watch. You can't watch. They cut us off before he goes back.
Out of here. She's out of here.
Annie. Annie, get Annie.
Ringo.
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 I never wanted to be a bus driver. Tom does a great Paul McCartney.
Let's hear it. Come on, Tom. Give us one.
It's horrible. No, it's actually not.
It's really terrible. I have to have a few drinks for that.
My aunt used to say to get me to do, oh, you can't do that, can you, John?
Oh, yeah, Aunt Annie, let's see.
Anyway.
So who is it? You don't know? We'll find out. We'll look it up.
I'll get it.
You'll get it?
Yeah,
this is Cthulhu Chronicles, and we're going to be losing our guest for a second again.
Okay. So anyway, he's a rock star, and he's got a kind of a strange name that I cannot remember, but it's
from
so simple.
Eminem?
No, not that kind. It's a different kind of thing. He's got a whole following, a big following.
Really? And he's a rock star.
John Doe. That's his name. John Doe.
Oh, come on. There's someone named...
No, I swear. Look him up. Hey, John Doe.
John Doe? Really?
John Doe, musician, singer.
Really?
And yeah, and he was in cahoots with this guy that was making this independent film. And I had an interview with him. My wife came to dinner with me, and he liked her, and so he hired both of us.
Cool. Well,
yeah, so that's coming out in the fall, they tell us, of this year. And we'll know about the pilot after everybody looks at it and, you know, edits it and all that kind of stuff.
Wait a second. It's going to be a series?
Yeah, if it's bought, it will be. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a pilot. It's a pilot. It's got to be. Well, it's Dead on Arrival. It's going to be. What happens if it's
Dead on Arrival? You got it confused. Dead on Arrival is the movie that's coming out in September. And Unfinished Business is what's happening.
Oh,
we did the pilot.
Okay, now
I can. Understand.
I was going to say you did 12. You know, season 6, Dead on Arrival. Who's going to believe it by then?
Who's left?
Who's going to believe it?
Okay, guys.
So, all right, John.
So what do we?
I guess we'll just wait till they say something here. Let's just talk until they say something. And Tom, if I lose you, I could get you back. Or if one of us leaves, do all of us have to leave?
I've never had this happen, so I don't know. It'll be a first.
Mine still says 10 minutes.
Really? Oh, okay.
What does yours say?
Mine says 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
Okay, so in 2 minutes and 4 seconds. Well, John, you know, John's got to wake up. What are you doing the rest of the night, John?
Well, that's kind of personal.
I didn't know. I mean, I didn't expect.
I know.
Yeah. You're just. I know.
Anyway. Sleeping. Tonight, the rest of the night, I'm going to do a little TV. I'm going to do a little reading, and then I'm going to hit the old Sacramento.
Okay, watch The Family if it's on. Probably get it on demand.
The Family, okay.
Robert De Niro and. Pat Cooper, and Michelle Pfeiffer, and the kids. I mean, you probably know the kids who play their kids. I don't know, but it's great. What's his name? Is another award winner, the guy, the Marshalls. What's his name? Three names. Give me some actors with three names. Actors with three names.
Michael Vincent.
Oh, God, look at the one he gives me. He comes up with Jan Michael Vincent.
I'm from Malibu.
The Marshall. Marshalls, come on, this guy, he was in the Marshalls, you know, he played in The New Fugitive, he played the detective after Kimball, I forgot that name, he's got three names, anyway, he has an Oscar, too. Okay, so look, here's the point. The point is, John will be back again. It's a big, long summer coming up, and we'll get, John will come back again, Tom will be back, and we'll talk about more stuff because we do have that stuff to talk about. And John?
Yes.
Can Ann be on next time?
Hey, I'd love to have her on with you guys.
Yeah, put her on because...
And I'll take a walk.
Yeah, you can come back.
Okay. No, she's a wonderful person. She's a wonderful and a good speaker. I mean, she's no hesitation anywhere.
Yeah, you know, put her on. We want to put her picture on the wall here too. We've had actors. Richard Benjamin was. There it goes. Dun, da, da, da. I don't know if it's. I know I'm on. Are you on? Can you hear me? You guys gone? They're gone. Dun, 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 dun. Well, there they go. That was Tom Savino and John Biner were on the show here with me, Frank Atolo. And it was a good show. We had some fun, and we're going to have more fun. That's something about how they do that. They just shut you down. I didn't even have a clock. Why did Tom have a clock? Ah, boy, huh? I tell you. John Biner, and we had that, Dead on Arrival, we'll tell you more about that stuff. I didn't know John Doe. We should look up John Doe. Maybe I can get Tom on Skype. Well, let's see. Oh, he wouldn't be on, though. So what if I start a new meeting now? Huh? Let's see if I could do that. Let's see. There's a good idea. Let me try this. See if I could get them going here. I'm gonna try this here. I'm starting another one here. Let me put T. Okay. You hear that? I could hear everything because of this. I'll see if TJ Savino pops up again. So if I just call him back, let's see what happens. Participants. This is Cotolo Chronicles. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man's name is the title of the show. Now we're trying to see how we could do this. That's how Zoom made money, huh? Is that him? I don't know. Is that him in the house? I'm going to be in the house. But time flies. But it's great of John to come on and have fun with us because he does. But Tom, I guess I can't call him back. That's wild. I can't call Tom back. Isn't that wild? Unless he didn't find, let's see. He didn't find the, here it is, host, me. I'm the host. Participants, Frank Cotolo. That's me. John Biner's book, might as well tell you, is called 5 Minutes, Mr. John, wait, 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. That's B-Y-N-E-R. You can get it in all the regular places. As I said last week, it's Barnes & Noble's and, regular places. You can't get mine in a regular place. You get some of mine in a regular place. Just happen to have more books than most of the people who are on the show. And that's Molotov Memoirs, not the... Yeah, I invited him. Not the... Oh, look at that. I'm learning how to use this as time goes on. Oh, I didn't send. Oh, because I'm a jerk and I didn't send it. It hit send. I'm completely always in trouble with myself. I hit send again. So I gave him time to get off of it and then come back. Let's see if he comes back on. Molotov Memoirs, the original Molotov Memoirs, on sale at blurb.com. Put in my name or put in Molotov Memoirs, which is the title of the book. Not more Molotov Memoirs. That one's still going to cost whatever it costs. But for $3.99, you know, maybe you can get both of them. No, you can't get both of them for $3.99. It'd be $3.99 each if they were there. But I'm telling you, the original Molotov Memoirs is the one that everyone talked about. Now, of course, the sequel isn't as good. But it's fun, and it's only $3.99. But get Molotov Memoirs at blurb.com. Tell your friends, go out and buy a couple of, you know, that's what you should do. Like three nights, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, you have 20 bucks, you buy 5 of them and give them to your friends. And say, hey, here's a funny book you'll read because it is funny. And we know that because the reviews are real funny. And even though the best, I'm not going to mention any names, but even though the greatest review it got was from a great comedy person involved in humor who has since passed away. So I'm just telling you that, we got him before he left us. And we're sorry he left us, but we're glad he read the book. So that doesn't mean that if you read the book, anything bad will happen to you. That's not the case. Okay? Because that would be on the things. Here's a thing that will never happen. Here's a thing that will never happen. You read, this is good for the things that will never happen show. You read. You buy and you read Molotov Memoirs, right? And then you die. That's the laughing man. And when you finish it, you die. That can happen. Because it can happen to anyone. Anything can happen to anyone at any time in terms of dying. You don't know when you're going to die. But reading it will not be the reason you die. See, so it's not like, they're looking at the cause of death, please, on the death certificate. Yeah, read Molotov Memoirs. That's not going to happen. That's something that is never going to happen. So get the book at blurb.com. Now, if you want more books by me that are even cheaper, you go to Amazon. And let me tell you, let me go back to Molotov Memoirs. Here's the deal. Molotov Memoirs is a book. It's actually designed. It's a book that has all the has words and, you know, stories and things. But it also has great artwork, and it's designed. It's a little different than your ordinary paperback. But you're not going to buy an analog copy. You're going to buy a digital copy. But the artwork is done by T. Stephen Gesick. You look that name up and you'll find him connected to many, many, many. Why am I saying it 3 times? I hate that. One many is enough. That's the name of my next book. One many is enough. Many TV shows like Tosh, Dot Zero, whatever that was there, you know, that Tosh, art director of movies. I haven't looked up his resume, but if you look up T, Stefan, that's Stefan as in P-H-E-N, Gesick, it's G-E-S-E-K. If you look up that name on the IMDb, you're going to see a guy who's done a lot of things, artwork, and his artwork is superb. His style, it's so original and everything. And he did all the, he designed the book and did all the artwork. Most of it, I think most of it is just black line drawings, but it's great. And it is terrific. And everybody who's read it said, Frank, don't ever come back to my house. But while they were reading it, and one particular review, laugh out loud, funny. And that's a compliment to me. But it's also pretty good. And then, you know, and the sentences are clear and the punctuation is fine. This life is not just peculiar. It is a predicament. Every moment of our lives is a predicament. Apparently, inviting Tom again did not work. So I could try one more time. Let's see. Here, a Gmail. Let me try one more time. Unless it's because of someone else. How could that be if I just call him back? And it was a three... Why? There's a... That's weird. If they do that, that's horrible. Skype doesn't do that. I wish everybody had Skype. I'm using Zoom here, and I'm not, they should, you know, 222. Yeah, oh, where is it? What happened to it? Oh, it's just 22. That's why. Okay. It's just complete, I'm a complete nut when it comes to this. But Skype, you know, fixed itself up, and it's really better. And everything's coming over so clean and crisp and clear now because of the Windows 10 setup we have. And yet, let's see. So he didn't get that email. Well, and I'm keeping, am I keeping you all? Is it something you really want to do? Like that? Oh, no, there's not a fire here. No, I'm not sitting by the fire. That's a plastic... what's going on? Stay hydrated. Remember that dehydration is the enemy. Another message from Cthulhu Chronicles that we have said over the years. I want to... So go get the books, will you please? Someone, come on, buy some more books. Go do it. Because there's a couple... Oh, yeah, License to Skill. You can get that one, too. I think that's even cheaper. That's at Amazon. License to Skill is at Amazon, and that's a long book for only whatever it is, $2.99, I think, not even $3.99, maybe it's $1.99, I don't know, hilarious, it's made into a screenplay, one director said it's too funny, you can't put this on screen, it's a book that's hilarious, that cannot be made into a movie, License to Skill, I'm telling you, it's cheap, it's at Amazon, along with some other books of mine. Forget about the investment book there, because that I got to take that off of there anyway. It doesn't matter. No one wants it. It was a bad idea, and it didn't work. But the other books, which are novellas, are on Amazon. Sweet Shepherd, Don't Expect to Laugh. It's serious. But Man of La Mancha, Expect to Laugh. Man of La Mancha, and read some of the reviews there, because they're honest and true. Man of La Mancha is my version of book one or two. I don't even know. Don Quixote. You just take Don Quixote. People don't know there's four volumes of Don Quixote. Maybe it's number two. I mean, it's that's what some people would say. Yeah, did you ever read that Man of La Mancha? Mantra? I mean, what's the real one? Mancha is the real Man of La Mancha is the film version of Don Quixote, one of the books. Man of La Mancha, what's your mantra like? Bega, bega, bega. When I meditate, that's your mantra. Man of La Mancha is on there. It's funny, but it's good. I mean, it's a romantic comedy? Yes. Romantic comedy. Sweet Shepherd, not so much. So no, it's not funny at all. Although it does have a rhinoceros in it, which. And sometimes everything sounds funny no matter what you do. This is wonderful radio. John Biner was here. Next week, I don't know. Maybe Charles Dennis next week. And we're going to get John Biner on again. And we're going to get, who else is going to be on? We'll get John to get some other people, including his wife. She'll be on next time, too. But next week, the last June show. Right? Yeah. The last show in June. And we'll move from there and see what happens. So I guess we're not going to have Tom back on here. He probably left to go do something else. So I'm going to get this up. Don't forget also, in case you don't, or you say don't forget as if, because I told people, I told you this and I tell you this again. And I'm assuming you forgot and heard it the first time, because you can't forget something you have not heard or know about. So I won't use that term anymore. No more don't forget. But I forgot what I was going to say about it. I was going to say that, wait, what was I going to say? Oh, juicedtalk.com. Juicedtalk.com. That's where these archives show up. The program, eventually, people go there to hear it, to hear other shows, ones they missed or ones they want to hear again. They go there to download shows free, and it doesn't stop like YouTube does now. It doesn't stop for a commercial and just, you know, and just break in like those rude bastards at YouTube do. I wonder if I don't know if it does. Yeah, it still does that, even if you subscribe. I know I do. I'm a subscriber, just not a paid subscriber. But I brought up YouTube for some. Oh, yes, Juiced Talk, JUICEDTALK, JuicedTalk.com. The archives of this show. So every week we have a show, and then eventually it pops up on there. So there's a whole June is there, May is there, April is there. So there's other shows. So what I'm saying is you could download it and listen to it, and it's commercial free. You can download it and listen to it with your friends. Doesn't even matter how many days. There's no charge. There's no nothing. It's completely free. This is the way we did it when we started internet radio. Granted, we had a couple of sponsors along the way, but we're not like those podcasts, because when we came on here, nobody knew us. And I was a man in the shadows, although I was involved in broadcasting. So you see, nowadays you get this. When you come to Cotolo Chronicles, you get this. You get guests that you can hear them on other shows, but never like this. You get fantastic things like learning to sing lyrics as numbers, and it's a wonderful thing that we do and keep doing. We're going to do a lot of stuff. All right, because Tom's not coming. I'm just obviously just kicking the can down the road because Tom might come back, but he's not coming back. So let's unzoom this. We'll go bingo. What? Leave meeting? Yes, I'll leave the meeting. There you go. That's over. It's done. My name is Frank Cotolo. Mayor's name joins the title of the show, and I guess we'll end it right here at the 30, 60, 90. We did the 9 to 10:30. That's an hour and a half. So we did an hour and a half between me and Tom, and Tom and me and John. And I don't know, maybe we should get John to have his own. Don't get involved. Just stay well and listen to this before we go. Because this is the theme. Oh my God, what a predicament. Sometimes, you know, I'm just giddy. So the deal is, go buy my books. Come on, and buy John's book. You don't have to yell the title because it has an exclamation point at the end. 5 minutes, Mr. Biner. You can get that. I don't know the price. You go look the price. But that's John. And John will be back here again. If you want to write to us, we'll, tell John. We'll get John to send you, I don't know. I can't talk for him. I can hardly talk for myself. Good night, Tom Savino. Good night, John Biner. And good night to all of you. And to Mrs. Ernstweil. And if you buy License to Skill, you'll know what I'm saying when I refer to Mrs. Ernstweil. Good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. And be good be bad. Do what you gotta do. That's it. I've been doing this so long. It's just like I'm sitting there in your house and ready to go. But, and you'll know I'm leaving because I have nothing more to say.